Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've seen a lot of announcements the last year or two about world leaders calling for global government and global taxes. Biden has come out. We have a quote coming up in the next segment. We want to create a global minimum tax, which means global standardization. And that's what the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development is also calling for. So what they want is to raise taxes globally. They say the average tax that they want worldwide is about 85% federal. You can look that up. Of course, then they're all mega bankers exempt from it all, just like they're exempt from the healthcare mandate. So that's how they operate. So that is coming up. We're going to be talking about the police state with Fritz Springmeier and his research into that coming up in the next segment. Again, court hears arguments in lawsuit against Obama indefinite detention law. Judge asks government lawyers if NDAA can be used on ordinary citizens. A federal court in New York heard Thursday for a preliminary injunction against the National Defense Authorization Act. The bill signed by Obama that legislates for the indefinite detention of American citizens without trial. Just like justices this week asked the White House lawyers, they said, okay, you're saying you won't use this mandate to make people eat broccoli, but you could under this, so let's just take that out. And they're like, no, we don't want to take that out. But you said you're not going to use it. And you say you're not going to give people waivers anymore, but you want to keep that in there. You see, if something is on the books that's illegal, you got to get it off. Like, the government wants something on the books that they can roast children, but only on blue moons and only if they wear pink napkins while they do it. You know, something ridiculous like that. It's like, well, it is in law that the White House can have a barbecue once a year on a blue moon and roast children. But guys, will you pull up the definition of a blue moon? There is such a thing as a blue moon. Two full moons in 1 month. There you go. So, it's on the books. You're like, well, take that you can roast children on blue moons off the thing. We're not going to use it. We're not going to use it. We'll take it off then. Well, we might use it. That's what they said at the Supreme Court. Of course they demanded this be in there and went through all the pressure in Congress to get it. U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest heard testimony from 7 witnesses, including MIT professor Noam Chomsky, Pentagon Papers source Daniel Ellsberg, and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, author, and Middle East expert Chris Hedges. Hedges himself filed a class action lawsuit claiming that the indefinite detention provision of the legislation, otherwise known as the Homeland Battlefield Bill, could see him sent to Guantanamo Bay simply for doing his job, and at the very least would have a chilling effect on the work of journalists and activists. Yeah, Obama is targeting journalists everywhere and arresting them for talking to whistleblowers that expose crime. He has the most secretive administration. He's engaged in all these crimes. He's spying without warrants on citizens. It's all admitted. It's all illegal. And then what do you get? I could spend all day on this. Mother Jones. The rights Obama martial law fail. No, President Obama is not coming to steal your house and take all the food out of your fridge. Really, there's not executive orders to confiscate hoarded food. There's not executive orders. FEMA expanding the floodplains, taking homes. There's not government's not raising taxes and bankrupting people. The IRS isn't taking homes. And their argument is, well, there's been provisions for decades for martial law. He just is updating it. Yeah, not for nuclear attack. But for any reason, including the threat of emergency. And then Mother Jones points to WorldNet Daily whitewashing it and points to Michelle Malkin whitewashing it and says, see, even they know. No, they don't know. And I'm not attacking WorldNet Daily. The point is, they had an article saying, well, these experts say it's no big deal. You know, this has been on the books a long time. Yeah, like the Patriot Act wasn't going to be used on citizens. And now it is. Been on the books a long time. Slavery was on the books for hundreds of years. Does that make it okay?
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a sickening article that I was just mentioning in the last segment in Mother Jones saying, oh, it's been debunked, this executive order Obama signed. You know, it's been around for 60 years. He just reauthorized it. It's no big deal. Alex Jones is bad. Why, even look, Michelle Malkin is saying Jones is wrong. Michelle Malkin, I've had her on, saying that she is for arresting all the Arabs and putting them in concentration camps, Muslims. That she thinks that all of that is basically reasonable and good. Well, she wrote a book called The Case for Internment. You know, it was reasonable to grab all those Japanese. It was reasonable to have them disappear. It was reasonable to do all that and take their property. See, what happens is you don't get told you're right when everything you talk about comes true. What happens is people just say, okay, they're spying on us without warrants. Head of the CIA says that. Okay, they're secretly arresting people. What's the big deal? You're bad. You're like, no, before you said this would never happen. Now it's happening. You know, they're telling us torture's good, secret arrest. Obama says, I'm against that secret arrest provision. I want it out. Turns out he demanded it be in, and that only he have the power. And then he said he wouldn't sign it, and of course he did sign it. And so I'm still having debates with people about, Obama didn't sign that. Just like people would say, Bush didn't, is it for the assault weapons ban? You know, back 4 or 5 years ago. And I'd say, yeah, he was. Shut up, you liar. And I'd go, no, he really was for it. They just can't believe that their political hero, that their political rock star would be lying to them because they're into the con game. They're into being conned. They're into being... I've seen people that have gotten involved in Ponzi schemes. I've had people, friends, and even distant family years ago who are like, yeah, this Nigerian prince wants to give me $1 million. I'm like, that's a Nigerian email scam. And they're like, no, it isn't. It's real. I just give them 5,000. I get $1 million. And I'm like, you're not going to get your money back. It's a scam. Please let me show you. They're like, nope, you're just jealous that I've got this opportunity. I'm like, okay. And are they ever sorry later that you were right? No. The more you're right, the worse you are. The more you're proven right, people never say, oh, wow, he was right about that. They just move on to the next thing. And that's part of this delusional garbage that's going on. But what about the NDAA? What about the Patriot Act being used against non-terror-related groups like we told you it would? What about all the secret arrests? What about arresting people for filming police? What about the TSA? What about the checkpoints everywhere now? What about the CIA involved domestically? What about the torture? What about arresting hundreds of reporters who talk to whistleblowers about government corruption? Obama has probably 5,000-fold. I mean, reporters say it's just... hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times what Bush did, just going after reporters, going after free speech, arresting people, just everything. And real liberals, say what you want about them, but they're consistent in their ideology and expose Obama for being a fascist globalist, like Noam Chomsky, Chris Hedges, and others. They're having to sue because they could be arrested for the type of people they talk to under NDAA. And does Mother Jones come out and talk about their case? No. Mother Jones comes out and says, the rights Obama martial law fail. No, President Obama is not coming to steal your house and take all the food out of your fridge. I mean, these wartime executive orders and are for work brigades, organizing the economy, taking over the economy, taking over communications, taking over food. Hoarding rules. It's all there. The point is Obama's got it out of mothballs, a nuclear attack scenario, and is firing it up and announcing FEMA Corps with high school kids. And I went and looked it up years ago before they even announced it. It was called Secure Corps, part of AmeriCorps. Same thing. Now they call it FEMA Corps. And it is warrant service, homeland security, and protecting your community, eagle eye programs. It's spies. I mean, I get attacked by Mother Jones a few years ago for saying that Obama wants a national draft. I have C-SPAN with Rahm Emanuel, at the time White House chief of staff. I have Obama in tapes. I mean, I played them saying, yeah, you'll all be required to serve in high school and then so many months, a year after that until you're 25, and it'll be basic training at military bases, but it's going to be domestic. And they'll come out and say I'm lying about that, hoping you don't go watch the video on C-SPAN. I'm sick of it. All right. The rest of the hour and end of the hour, next hour, 5 minutes, is Fritz Springmeier. He joins us, author, lecturer, researcher, and also political prisoner. If anybody ever got set up for bank robbery, no criminal record, you know, West Point, whole nine yards, and then they start raiding and constantly trying to dig up stuff on him, trying to make stuff up on him. And he keeps beating all their fake charges, so they just have a bunch of informants with big criminal records 1,000 feet long. They could have an informant show up here and say, I robbed a bank. And they got juries that are kept, 98% conviction rate, most of them getting narcotics money. These federal juries, send me to prison. They got federal juries that would gas a newborn baby for working with Adolf Hitler. You'd say, but jury, the baby wasn't alive until an hour ago. They're like, I don't care. FBI says gas him, gas him. That's the crook government we've got, okay? Now, continuing here, by the way, we do sell Fritz Springmeier's book. Wasn't even in print anymore. And we got it printed, and they're available at Infowars.com discounted. We also have it available with Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Order of Death. Two films. I think it's discounted like $10 or is it $5? I forget what I did. Two of my films if you get the films with the book at InfoWars.com, or you can call 888-253-3139, and it gets info weapons into your hands, and it also funds our operation. But Bloodlines Illuminati, back in print, available at InfoWars.com right now. Fritz, since you wanted to get into Nazi Germany and parallels to how Hitler took over to what's happening here today, I thought I would just first talk about the incredible police state we live under. And because it's been done incrementally, it's like, well, yeah, they will secretly arrest you and kill you, but that's not a police state. Look at this crazy guy, Alex Jones, Mother Jones says. He, you know, Alex Jones doesn't like torture or secret arrest. I mean, he's a loon, Fritz Springmeier.
Yes. Thank you for the privilege to be on your show. And this is a great topic today because it's something that's affecting all of us. It's this police state. And I just want to build upon what you've been talking about in the last 10 minutes, which was you did such a good job of describing all of these things that are happening around us, you know, like the FEMA Corps and the rest. If we don't look at history, and I love history, I love to go back and examine things. If we don't look at history, as they say, then we're forced to repeat it. We have a good example of how a police state can be created successfully. The Nazis needed a consensus for their government to work. And yet a large share of the German people had strong reservations about the policies of the Nazis. They didn't believe their cosmology and a lot of their other
ideas. They were force-fed it.
Yeah. And what was the bottom line, the main tool that the Nazis were able to establish that gave them the social control to carry out their policies? And what it turns out is when you examine things, and the same dynamics are working today, and you've been describing some of them, the same dynamics that allowed the Nazis to have success are happening today, and those are what I wanted to talk about. The most important tool that they had was denunciation. Now, another popular word would be snitching, but snitching has the connotation that you're actually informing the police on a real criminal. So I want to use the word denunciation, and that is where you become an informant, where citizens are turned into the eyes and ears of the police state, and they start turning in people as a thought police. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. And how did they manage to get that to happen? And how is it happening here in this country? My son in 1990 was going to a Protestant school, and I found out that he was secretly being taught in the classroom in a Christian parochial school, nonetheless, to spy on his parents. And when I asked the teacher, well, who started all of this? She said, well, she got her training at Monmouth Teachers College, at the Teachers College here in Oregon, and that's how they train the teachers. So even in Christian schools, the teachers are being trained and certified by the state, and they already, for quite a few years, have been training our students to spy on their adults. Having been in prison, I'm very conversant with the prison population, and I can categorically, without a doubt, say that the majority of convictions, the majority of indictments and convictions being done in this country are being done on the basis of tip-offs, denunciation, snitching. It is not done by police investigation.
They have child molesters and murderers who will go call out a preacher with no record, and the jury sends them to jail. I mean, they use professional liars who were known criminals to testify.
Right. There was even a company to help them do that. It was called Conviction Consultants Incorporated. You would rent a rat, and the government would pay these rats about $250,000 to come in and lie through this company, Conviction Consultants.
Yeah, that's how they do it. I mean, they could, folks, you just have to understand, this system has no credibility. The Dallas police have been caught just pulling people over, throwing bags of chalk in their back of their car randomly to take their property. They're not even ripping off drug dealers.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
The author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati is our guest, Fritz Springmeier, joins us. And then look at this little headline here. The Atlantic. The hero. That's right. Rob Jacobson earlier brought me the Atlantic. This is like the establishment liberal publication. They sent one of their head guys down here a few years ago. They never did an article on me. They just wanted to check me out. But I met and talked for about 4 hours. I'm not going to even get into it. The point is that it says that he's the hero. Ben Bernanke saved the global economy. So why does everybody hate him? And then you open it up to the third page that has the rundown of what's in the magazine, The Atlantic. And it's all about how great Rahm Emanuel is and how he's saving us. I mean, aren't we lucky to have Ben Bernanke and other heroes like Rahm Emanuel? I mean, what a joke. He fronts for the private Federal Reserve that engineered the global implosion by design and created the derivatives. I mean, he is should be in chains. Shows should one of the other big architects of this, Corzine, John Corzine. I mean, caught perjuring, caught stealing masses of money, worse than Bernie Madoff, don't get in trouble. And then they have their publications tell us how great they are. And the average nitwit walking around in a grocery store sees this and thinks, the hero! I mean, that's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer's a hero. So over the top. This is a short segment, Fritz, long one coming up. Please continue with the point you were getting to about the snitch society. I don't think people know that it's come out that police departments are even telling how their officers how to lie on the stand about people. And I guess until you've experienced it, you just don't realize how evil the system's getting. I'm not saying all police do it or all systems do, but I'll guarantee you, and it's on record, the FBI and others certainly do.
So true. How did the Nazis achieve their remarkable success in getting this consensus? When they took over power, when they were voted into office, they started applying brutality and terror. The police. Now, these police forces were officers in general that were inherited from the Weimar Republic. They weren't Nazis. But a lot of people will follow whatever they think is a legal government. So you have a lot of people today that don't realize how illegal our government is and how so many of the laws and things that they're doing are illegal. So they blindly think that whatever's been said, they need to follow. So what you had in Nazi Germany was it wasn't important that the rank and file of the government and the Gestapo believed. Most of the Gestapo were actually not hardcore Nazis. What they were police officers that believed in following the legal government. And so what you have people doing is cooperation, or in German, Gleichschaltung. This Gleichschaltung, this cooperation, is all that they need. So it's more important that the government has a party line. That's that they establish a party line because they know that a lot of people, just like today, will cooperate with that, whether they wholeheartedly believe it or whether they have reservations or not. They will excuse following it by saying, well, that's who's boss and that's the will of the people. You know, we voted Hitler into power, blah, blah, blah. When I went to West Point, I was shocked. Because it was at the tail end of the Vietnam War, and this wasn't a scientific poll, but from talking with my classmates, the majority of them did not believe in the Vietnam War. You know, the Vietnam War was very unpopular, even with the officer cadets. But what was scary to me was all of those classmates that were against the war were quite willing to go over and be officers in Vietnam if that's what their orders were. In other words, they're setting their conscience up on a shelf with the excuse of this is what I've been told to do. That's a little frightening.
That's right. I was just following orders syndrome. Well, the Nuremberg Code shows, we're going to come back and get into this because it's the heart of the problem we face, that just following orders doesn't cut it. Fritz Springmeier is our guest, author of Bloodlines, The Illuminati. We're going to continue looking at how a nation is seduced by evil and how following orders when it's clearly corrupt and immoral is the road to absolute hell. We'll be back with Fritz Springmeier. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Author, researcher, Chris Springmeier is our guest. He's breaking down how the Nazis were able to do a couple things. Bully the general public into shutting up via fear and peer pressure of being shouted down. But also get the military and the police structure to follow orders incrementally. And they firebombed the Reichstag building shortly after Hitler got elected and then used that to get more power. He didn't get elected with a majority vote, though. He got into one of the houses of parliaments because they have a president and a chancellor. And then after the Reichstag and von Hindenburg was sick and had a stroke, then they merged the two, and he became the Fuhrer to keep everybody safe from the terrorist that blew up the Capitol. Blow up the Capitol, become supreme ruler. So that's why you've always got to look when somebody blows up the Capitol. Okay, who stands to gain from this one? But Hermann Göring was there within minutes. Of course, he was the one running around with the troops pouring gasoline everywhere. It later was declassified. Running around to catch the bad guy, a homeless person they drugged and had naked, screaming and yelling, who supposedly broke into the whole Capitol and poured gasoline and incendiary weapons everywhere. And again, it's this following orders. Hitler also created the SA that was like a goon force of not really police and military because they couldn't get the police and military early on to do all the stuff they wanted. who would just go beat you up as a gang or who would then enforce on you. And, of course, he culled those guys after he fully came to power. And the establishment actually liked that because they were disgusted by the TSA-type folks. But that's what this is all about. And they just create a culture. Look at all the cop shows, all the movies where the cops are always good, the FBI is always good. There might be government corruption, but it's a rogue group. No, the people on top are the crooks. Then you do have good people in police and FBI at the lower levels generally. But they're compartmentalized, need to know. And look at Fast and Furious. Look at what that shows us. Shipping guns into Mexico. The media is like, why? Wasn't just selling them at gun shops. It was shipping them to Mexico. It was giving them to drug gangs in Florida. It was giving them to groups in Illinois and Texas and running stings with fake IDs that were real IDs but fake issued by the government to shut down people legally selling guns. They just want to shut down good people. They want to dominate. Going back to Fritz Springmeier, you were bringing this up because of all the subjects you could have raised today. I think this is a good one you picked, but why raise this point?
Well, I'm building upon there's a whole bunch of things that you said that I can build upon.
Go.
One of the earlier things that you mentioned was about magazines and so forth. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany, too, is that they used so-called public magazines and newspapers to start this social control. If you were a German woman and you had sex with a Jewish man, why, then the local newspaper that was run by the Nazi Party would come out and they would call you a Schandmädchen, which means a sinning woman, a woman of shame, and they would print your name in the paper. Well, how many of us have gone through the grocery store, and as you're going through the checkout stand, look up there at the gossip rags. You see the same things happening here, is that people are being surrounded.
Now they have magazines everywhere and weeklies called Busted and stuff where they put all the citizens arrested, not convicted, in there so they can be publicly pilloried. Exactly. They're getting us used to this gladiatorial event where it's entertaining to see our fellow citizens pilloried.
Yes, exactly. All going along the same program that brought the Nazi success. If we look at a couple statistics of the Gestapo, it's very revealing. If we look at Dusseldorf, which was a city in Germany, the statistics for the Gestapo from 1933 to 1944, only 15% of the legal or their police proceedings that they would start were started on the basis of police actually seeing something happen. All the rest was based upon reports from snitches and other agencies, public agencies that would snitch for them.
That's why even when they report, I saw a new article about this today, neighbor sees a gun, they just go ahead and send the police to somebody's house, and the guy's in there cleaning the gun in his garage, and they'll shoot him, or they'll tell him come out and then call a SWAT team, and then they're like, but my gun's not illegal. It's like, it doesn't matter. Somebody called, the doctor called, you weren't vaccinating your children. Well, there's no law against that. Well, the state police are still here. We're going to have to take a child into custody. They may be in danger. But there's no law. They have to have a shot. We're taking your child. Well, where's the warrant? We're taking your child. Again, they're just getting us used to not following a law, and tattletaling is taken like a golden sacrament from heaven because they want to encourage this. The only power you have as a citizen is to snitch, and that is a godlike power now that must be worshipped.
Yeah, so well said. I was watching television. I don't watch a lot of television, but I saw this lady that was there was a news story on her. She was being heralded as a heroine in the television news. And what had she done? Well, there had been a group of men in a car that had driven up to a gas station. They were dressed like any Americans, but their complexion looked Arab. And she called the police because these Arab-looking complected men had driven up to the gas station. And she was being heralded as a heroine. I mean, talk about something that's so blatantly against what this country was founded upon, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. They were totally opposite of where they're taking people, where you're a hero for calling in someone because they look like they're Arabs. Wow. Another interesting thing that I noticed from history, because I was studying Warsaw was a city in Poland where the Nazis established what was called a ghetto. They moved Jews from all over Poland and other places into Warsaw, and then later they moved those Jews to concentration camps. And I would ask people, the listeners out there, how many Gestapo do you think it took to move something like, and I don't remember the exact statistics, but ballpark figures, maybe a 500,000 Jewish people out of the Warsaw ghetto in a whole series of moves. How many? Well, it was only a dozen. Something like a dozen Gestapo police were all that were needed. And the reason why is because all they did was oversee what the local Jewish police did. The local Jewish police that the Jewish people would
That's right. That's what George George Soros was in Romania. And he did an interview 14 years ago, 15 years ago for 60 Minutes. And by the way, they've removed it everywhere. You can find the transcripts and short clips. And he said it's one of the best times of his life is a quote, and then that's hailed. And then when Glenn Beck Dare criticized him as being a collaborator with the Nazis, the ADL said that was anti-Semitic. So see, if you actually helped Nazis round people up, you are loving and of goodness. But if you're not a Nazi, then the Jewish groups say you are. I mean, again, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible just how evil this system is. And but it was also the compliance. I've watched the footage of communists, Seventh-day Adventists, so many groups, Jews. I mean, they just killed Russians and all of them. Well, the Russians started fighting back because they figured out, hey, this guy, first they thought it was a liberator. They hated Stalin so much. Then they thought, wow, this is even worse. But you've all seen the footage of the men would put their hat in their hand and say thank you to the soldiers and run in and be shot. The women would walk in with their babies and be shot. And then I'm a weirdo because that's not happening with me. See, that's not happening. And you see people not resisting. There actually was some resistance in the Warsaw ghetto. But there wasn't much resistance against Pol Pot in Cambodia. The good news is, Fritz, 5 million guns a month being sold, an all-time record, and people say it's because they don't trust the government. So I don't think it's going to go that way in America, Fritz.
Yeah, there have been some positive things happen. Like back in May 2000 in Canada, the people discovered that there was this huge data bank that Canada's human resources was keeping on people, their human resources department. They've given it this long name, Longitudinal Labor Force Files. That's so typical of our government to come up with these large names. Anyway, the Canadian people within that month got that stopped and shut down. So there have been instances of where the people said, no, we're not going to take this. And you can look through history and see those events happening. And of course, we're not taught the class risk-taking 101 when we go to school. So how do we take risk? You know, how do we step out and not just be reactive, but how do we be proactive like you are being on your show, you know? Well, first, we have to get beyond our fears, because fears become self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, defensive thinking is rooted in the past. We have to move forward, be proactive, and we need to have faith. We need to have hope. These are the kind of things that I really want to encourage people to have, is faith and hope, you know, so that they'll move forward. And we're forced to take risk in life. You know that. All of us are forced to take risks. So what do we do? Do we run back to our fears and try to have security? You know, Helen Keller said that security is mostly just a superstition. You know, it doesn't exist in nature, she said. She said, life is a daring adventure. And I dare to say, you know, that's what you and I have been embarked on, is a daring adventure. You know, and there, we have our rough moments. I know that you've had your rough moments. I've had my rough moments. But I would rather do that than to crawl on my knees and lick the hand and kiss the feet of the people that want to rule us with this tyranny.
Just continuing here, do you think we can turn the tide against this? What's your gut? Because I do see people waking up, but I don't see them really then taking action, though. And by that I mean we need to boldly call this system out and totally discredit it, because just like they want to shout us down, it is a battle of wills. They're so immoral and so openly criminal that if we just expose them and say no and resist with noncompliance, they're not going to get away with it. They need our compliance.
Exactly. They do need the general public's compliance if they're going to operate effectively. And that's why they continue to have the charade that we elect our presidents. We don't select, nor do we elect our presidents. The process has been totally hijacked. But as long as we continue to be fooled into thinking that we select these criminals to run this country, people will continue, like the church, oh, well, we have to obey the legal authorities. Well, excuse me, but these authorities are no longer legal. They're illegal, you know. To put me into prison, they probably broke 20 or 30 laws easily, you know, laws that carried far more time in prison than what they put me in prison for. But nobody's going to call people to task for what was being done, you know, jury tampering, blah, 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 you know. But the thing of it is people need to stand up and be good people. Good people will stand up and you know, maybe you're asking me, are we going to be successful? I don't know if we are or aren't, but I do know that we have a choice to make as to what kind of person we're going to be. Are we going to be the punk? That's a prison term. Are we going to be punked by these power hungry people, or are we going to have the dignity of being decent human people that say, hey, this is not right, and it isn't right, and like you say, calling them out. Understand the dynamic of power here, and I know you know, Alex, is that power generally demolishes the user's character, and so it corrupts. Total power totally corrupts, and we see these people, some of them may have had some decency to them before they got power, but afterwards, even these petty bureaucrats, you know,
My next point. Knowing the Illuminati and what they're into at the deepest levels running this, I know they're in control of society. They're trying to get greater control. They're not in total control, but they're not in control of themselves. And from what I've read, what I've researched, what I've seen, what a lot of experts have said, is that the Illuminati of 50 years ago, 100 years ago, was more focused, more dedicated, more professional, and that there's been blowback and more careful, I would add, blowback of the drugging and the electromagnetic and this culture of death, and that the highest levels of the elite are becoming more and more decadent, and they don't have a lot of really hardworking people at the top anymore, like David Rockefeller. And that's why we're seeing such crazy GMO getting out and even hurting the elite. Reactors 9 out of 10 leaking. The elite don't care. You know, they wouldn't let the troops use DU until 1990. Now they let them use it. It's killing them. I mean, they've really gotten a craziness to them now where they're just acting like they want to destroy everything. Is there a method to that madness?
Yes, there is, and you're correct. There's a lot of madness behind it. That's one reason why in their plans, they plan to use technocrats people that are highly skilled, you know, your scientist who doesn't care who's funding them as long as he has a job to do his research. And these technocrats are going to run the New World Order for them, because they're just, they're not looking at the bigger picture and thinking, what am I subscribing to? And that goes back to Nazi Germany again. Most of the Gestapo police were not hardcore Nazi party members. Now, eventually, they got integrated into the Nazi party, but even then, the majority of them didn't have their heart in what the Nazi party
stood
for.
Well, I've read in most of the major mainline German reports, I mean, this isn't propaganda, it's what they themselves wrote, Heinrich Himmler and others, when they would go out and tour a death camp, would vomit and would throw up and not want to see it. Hitler never wanted to look at it either. They just scientifically said, we're going to do this, and then ordered people to do it. And that most of the top Nazis would gag and throw up. But it was all part of acting tough, and they were willing to do it, and they were punching the buttons. I want all you phony environmentalists to know something. Your carbon taxes will kill billions of people on record.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Folks, if you look at history, truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, most governments end up going bad, and they start killing a bunch of people. Governments killed 262 mil in non-military related actions in the 20 20th century, and that's according to multiple universities. University of Hawaii, others have done big research projects on it. I tried to get the top professor on the subject, and he said that he would do a written request interview, but he is hearing impaired. He's completely deaf, and so he couldn't obviously come on the radio show and talk to us about it. And I do intend to do that for an InfoWars.com article, one of the leading demo side experts in the world, because no one really knows about this. You know about serial killers. You know about things that you've got a 1 out of, 35 million chance, literally. I've looked at it. Now, you've got a 1 out of 3.5 plus million chance every year of dying from a terrorist. It's in the 35 millions to be killed by a serial killer. I mean, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice. We've gone to the actuaries. Look it up for yourself. Champagne corks are more dangerous. You know, they kill hundreds a year. Hundreds. I've shot one off before, and it shot up into a... and knocked a light out. I mean, yeah, it'll hit you in the temple and kill you. It's explosive. You know how dangerous it is when I'm driving to work every day and on a two-lane road and there's cars going 70 miles an hour inches away? And I'm not worried about it because they didn't tell me to be afraid of it. They tell you to be afraid of terrorists. Give your rights up and they'll take good care of you. It's all a bunch of baloney. Government is the real threat. Government's the real danger. A couple plugs here. If you want to get the amazing book, it's a coffee table book, huge documents, photos. I read this thing, 15 years ago and couldn't believe it. And over the years, so much of what I read in the book, I ended up seeing in the mainstream news later. First place, first person ever said that the House of Windsor isn't even German, but Transylvanian, basically. That's mainstream news now. Turns out Prince Charles is hopping around in the woods of Transylvania part of the time and is into Dracula and all this stuff. That's all in his book. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, InfoWars.com, or 888-253-3139 to call. We also have some combo deals where you can get my films that relate to it along with it. And I'm really excited that we've been promoting ProPure that is heads above any of the competition. Go to InfoWars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart. And you can do a side-by-side against the leading competitor that's, the next best company. And not that it's a bad product, but the ProPure blows it all away. Available at InfoWars.com. We've got a discount only for our listeners. We already have it at the lowest price on the gravity-fed filters. We have 10% off on all the water filter products from ProPure when you put in the code WATER. Can't forget that. InfoWars.com, water. Fritz, we got one more little short segment with you. I look forward to having you back on soon on whatever subject you want to raise next time. But other points you want to get at here.
Okay, building upon the social control, one of the effects of the social control has been to hide a lot of the solutions that would give people hope. The torus is a donut shape. And it's the shape of energy fields like the magnetic field, tornadoes, the galaxy. I would go so far as to say the shape of the universe is a torus. The torus has been used by inventors to create free energy machines, but all of this has been suppressed. Another thing that's been suppressed by their social control, even to the extent of murdering people that come up with these alternative medical solutions, there's a lot of research. There's research into how to reverse the aging process by supporting the telomeres. That's the end of the DNA.
I want to hear that back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.